The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
We're very, very welcome back. Now, during the first 3 months of lockdown last year, over 178,000 audiobooks were borrowed from Libraries Ireland alone. Long considered the poor relation to its physical sibling, the audiobook may be moving from being a guilty pleasure into the mainstream. To discuss the rise further, I'm joined by freelance journalist and audiobook devotee Dara Geraghty and librarian Icky Keane from Cove Library. You're both very, very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having us.
Hello, Dev. Hello, Dev.
Listen, Dara, I might go to you first. You are a bit of an audiobook addict. Why are they so indispensable for you?
Well, I've found that basically, you know, nothing is ever boring when you're listening to an audiobook. I mean, I would listen to them quite a lot. And, you know, it started, I think, maybe in 2014, in the months leading up to my wedding. I thought it would be a good idea to join the gym and, you know, so be bed into my suit. And I like not being a gym person, I was struggling until I discovered audiobooks. And then all of a sudden, you know, an hour on the treadmill or an hour on the exercise bike flew by. It was great. And then, you know, I've been hooked ever since. I would like, you know, pop the headphones on doing the washing up or if I'm going for a walk. It's a great way to both get through more books than you might otherwise read and also just to get through the boring parts of the day, I suppose.
Icky, BorrowBox from Libraries Ireland is the app that's available where people can download the app and then just, you know, browse and listen to ebooks and audiobooks. There has been a huge surge in popularity towards it, hasn't there?
There has. It's been incredible. I think the lockdown definitely helped to promote the BorrowBox app even further than we had been doing. Nationally, for example, between the 1st of March and the 27th of May, over 178,000 audiobooks were borrowed by library users. It has been something that we, certainly in Cork County Library and Arts Service, as well as up and down in other library services in the country, have heavily promoted on social media platforms as well as in the library. But I think because of the shutdown, people just missed their library so much. They missed their books. And they just were, you know, this was the, in a way, another way in which they could access something to read while we were not open. Even though I know, as in a lot of other library services, certainly Cork County Library and Arts Service, we were doing the housebound service where we were giving out books to the houses, doing the house deliveries to make sure that people got books during the lockdown. And yet, you know, people loved the physical book, but they amazingly really took to BorrowBox.
And are you an audiobook fan yourself?
I love audiobooks. We obviously used to have them and still do in their physical form in all our libraries. And so they can be borrowed that way. And that's how I got started on them. And usually, you know, because of the fact that I did a long commute to work, it was a great way to pass the time while you're sitting in traffic or otherwise, just to make the time go by. So that's how I started. But as I got on, I have absolutely enjoyed trying to expand my own knowledge of the children's books, because that's my area of passion, so to speak. So that's the kind of books that I mainly borrow, even though I do borrow some of the adult books as well.
Dara, my journey into audiobooks was because I was struggling to read a physical book, and it was the wonderful Milkman by Anna Burns. And even though I'm from the north, I really, really struggled with the vernacular. But when I heard it, when someone recommended, why don't you listen to it, it was mind-blowing. It really, really opened up the book for me. Are many people having that experience, that it's a different experience than reading a physical book?
Yeah, well, I think so. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I think so as well. I had that same experience with A Girl as a Half-Formed Thing. I mean, I got that as a physical copy, and I really struggled with it, you know. And I think, you know, when you're reading these books, these sort of stream of consciousness books with, you know, no grammar or anything, you really have to push through the barrier to keep going. And audiobooks help you do that because it's really, it's the narrator helping you get through these barriers.
It is. And let's actually just have a listen to the narration. I think it's just the opening of Anna Burns' Milkman. It was the chapter that converted me.
The day Somebody McSomebody put a gun to my breast and called me a cat and threatened to shoot me was the same day the milkman died. He had been shot by one of the state hit squads, and I did not care about the shooting of this man. Others did care, though. And some were those who, in the parlance, knew me to see but not to speak to. And I was being talked about because there was a rumour started by them, or more likely, by first brother-in-law, that I had been having an affair with this milkman, and that I was 18 and he was 41.
It is an extraordinary book. Dara, the importance of the narrator. You need a really good narrator. If not, you can lose interest quickly.
It's probably the biggest downside to audiobooks, in the sense that if you have a narrator you don't like, and it's a completely subjective thing, you know, it's a matter of taste. But if there's a narrator that you don't like for some reason, it's impossible to enjoy the book. I mean, there's... most of them are very good, and you can listen to, you know, free samples before you go ahead and get the whole thing. But I mean, a good example, I think, was I recently listened to a book called Deacon King Kong by James McBride. And it's a great book, and it was very well narrated up until this character. It's set in America, but one of the characters is Irish, and it was one of the worst Irish accents I have ever heard in my life. It was massively distracting. And it was a big shame because I think if I had just read the book, you know, that wouldn't have been a problem at all. So, I mean, most narrators are very good, you know, the production values are pretty high.
Icky, there's one of our texters says, I love my Borrowbox account. The highlights are Stephen Fry reading the Harry Potter series and Tim Robbins reading Fahrenheit 451. It's wonderful stuff. Another says, audiobooks are brilliant for those with dyslexia in school. Pupils can keep up with their peers and expands their vocabulary as well. Harry Potter books, enduringly popular, but also a lot of big names are brought in as narrators as well, aren't they, Icky?
That's right. I mean, we still have, for example, Philip Pullman's books are popular. James Dashner's Maze Runner. You always get Cassandra Clare books being popular. So the big names, and certainly our own John Boyne, you know, my brother's name is Jessica, is up there as well. So I think also because sometimes a Borrowbox has multiple copies, you will find that those then do become popular as well. But there are just so many other writers out there. And it's, in a way, even if, for example, teachers as well as parents, you know, can access the free books on the Borrowbox app, then you can expand your own knowledge of it. And particularly with school library budgets being cut, it's a great way for everyone to learn more about the children's literature that is out there so that we can recommend books other than the main kind of, you know, big sellers who are on the shelves of supermarkets and
there's
so
on. There are some great titles out there. Dara, I wanted to ask you about, is it a complement to, are audiobooks a complement to or an alternative to hard books? I've just listened to two 30-hour audiobooks on Napoleon, and I wouldn't fancy sitting down having to read all of that, but it was something to do when you're driving the car or doing something else. Is there any chance of them replacing them, or is it a complement, something you can do at the same time?
Yeah, I think they complement them. I doubt they would ever replace them. I mean, a lot of the books I listen to, I sort of enjoy in tandem with the physical copy. So I might, you know, go out for a walk and listen to a chapter and then come back and then in the evening read the next chapter. So in that sense, it's a great way to, you know, get through more of the books that you might want to read, or maybe slightly intimidating books like those Napoleon ones. It helps you take that first step. But I mean, I don't think they would ever replace them. They're a great way to get through more books.
For you, Icky, are they an alternative, or again, for you, is it something that you're saying that it goes hand in hand with reading books?
I would say completely complementary. Many of our borrowers, when they come in, you know, they're just so delighted that we are open, and they can, and as I say, it was so nice to have an actual book in our hands. So, you know, people do love that, but we also know that digital. So access the online services, particularly the Borrow Box books and the audiobooks and so on. So, but they, you know, it is great. We are open, and we'd love to see our customers coming back. And importantly, of course, all the library services are free. So it'd be wonderful, you know, for people to come in. And if they're not members, it's so easy to join, either to come into the library to join, or they can do this straight away online by going onto the libraries.ireland.ie website. And they can become a member straight away, get a temporary card and have a PIN number, and they can access the library services, which are all free online straight away.
Yeah, it's absolutely just phenomenal, I suppose, Dara, just quickly, that's something that started out, I suppose, to help people, you know, to read for the blind. Look at these production values, that it's become so mainstream.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember back in the day doing sort of family road trips when we were young, and they were very cumbersome. These like books takes up about 10 CDs, you know, and they were very expensive. But now you can have like hundreds of books downloaded on your phone. And they're, you know, it's relatively affordable, or obviously free if you use the library.
And it really is. It's accessible to all. I'm afraid, Dara and Nikki, that I'm going to have to leave it there. And that is all we have time for today. Just a reminder that you can listen back to all items from today's show on our podcast at rte.ie, Brendan. I'm going to, I think Icky and Dara's recommendations will be up on our website. They have a fantastic list of recommendations for audiobooks.